la mauvaise voie. Laisse-les dire que tu as perdu la foi. Laisse-les dire que tu es sur la mauvaise voie. Laisse-les dire que tu as perdu la foi. Les mauvais jours quand tu as la main peine, que toutes les heures deviennent des semaines. Si ton voisin ne pense qu'à lui-même, allons continue. Regarde devant, sans te retourner, sans te retourner. Sur la mauvaise voie, laisse-les dire que tu as perdu la foi. Laisse-les dire que tu es sur la mauvaise voie. Laisse-les dire que tu as perdu la foi. Si tu entends une vérité qui fait mal, comme des erreurs oubliées qui viennent de loin, des paroles envolées qui soudain s'étalent. Allons, continue. Regarde devant, sans te retourner, sans te retourner. Laisse-les dire que tu es sur la mauvaise voie. Laisse-les dire que tu as perdu la foi. Laisse-les dire que tu es sur la mauvaise voie. Laisse-les dire.
L'évolution de la radio s'est déroulée devant vous. Cette évolution n'a été possible que grâce au perfectionnement du matériel technique et aux recherches incessantes d'hommes passionnés. Mais la radio, ce n'est pas que des chiffres, des moyens techniques, des électrons et des transistors. La radio, c'est pour chacun de vous, un ami de chaque jour et de chaque heure.
Principe actif. Actif par principe.
comme ça. Place de mon cœur, la lune et moi assiégés, tandis que les frustrations tonnent telle une averse d'été. Et toi qui connais si bien les pompiers qui éteindront mon feu, scandant le va-et-vient des foules, ça commence à deux. Par-dessus les cimetières, les éoliennes et les pousse-pousses, dans la thune, dans les nerfs, à deux doigts d'être tous contre tous. Place de ton cœur s'arme, les kids aux élans molotov, to belong to another black generation. C'est l'appel des appels, c'est épaule contre épaule, seul, n'est jamais perdre le contrôle. Comme ça.
Cette radio associative s'est rendue indispensable.
À Breteuil-sur-Iton, 95.9.
And I saw you at the bar or something. I ain't really wanna holler or nothing. I just pegged you as the type for frontin'. Steady chuckling with your girlfriends, acting contrary and clucking. But your song came on and something changed in the way she was moving them long eyelashes, caught flashes of the possibilities. Maybe this one is the one for me. She's moving to the dance floor, we'll see. What I seen was inspirational, highly motivational. Had to maneuver to set up the confrontationals. Even though it was my chance to mac, I'd already did my dance, had the reservoir tapped. Hit me like a thunderclap, though. Can't let something that fat pass. Why ask why? Made my way through the crowd with the side to side. Then I pushed up on the tush, cause I ain't shy. I said, excuse me, miss, but I liked what I saw when she spoke. I damn near dropped my jaw. Hell no, I can't believe she said that shit. I need to call my sister, come up through and check this chick and put some sense in her, cause the IQ about 6. Being that stupid in public, it should be a law against. I mean, she didn't have a clue. Tell you what to do, just shut up, ride the groove, and let's move now.
Side to side to side, times two now. Side to side to side, times two now. Side to side to side, times two now. Side to side to side, times two. Side to side to side, times two now. Side to side to side, times two now. Side to side to side, times two now. Side to side to side, times two.
When I stepped into the Coliseum, I was sliding through, just being me, loving the space and letting everything be free and being free to tell her seen me. I popped up. Solutions, could it be she was the one that could make me a believer? Stepped through the crowd like a bobber and a weaver. Couldn't really see the crowd. All that I could see was her. Looked directly in her eyes. All that I could see was blurred vision. Couldn't really tell her. She was prime and ready for her picking. She was down in that yak and straight shots. Offered me a drink. I told her I was trying to stop. I thought to reconsider Mac and then she pulled off her top. And yo, next thing I know, she was doing the why. She said, Gabby, 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 you need to come. And swing. I said, I think I'm kinda cool, you need to find another nigga. Baby, 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 please. Then she dropped down to her knees. Then I had to leave, I didn't wanna contract diseases. I said, don't take it personal, I think you
you need Jesus. You're moving kind of fast, you need to stop and just breathe. Hoping she would get a clue, tell you what to do. Just shut up, ride the groove and let's move now.
Side to side, side to side, times two now. Side to side, to side, times two now. Side to side, to side, times two now. Side to side, to side, times two. Side to side, to side, times two now. Side to side, to side, times two now. Side to side, to side, times two now. Side to side, to side.
As soon as I walk in the door, whoa, whoa, the ratio is in favor of me. Cause as far as I can see, all the biddies on the flow, whoa, whoa, was moving in such a way in the heat. Kinda made me wanna pee, leaving me wanting more, whoa, whoa. But I was scared of major defeat, cause I saw the girl Latif was dancing with saying no, whoa, whoa. And Gab was wrestling with the freak who was topless. I was intimidated to show any interest at all. I just stood still, pressed against the wall.
That's when I saw her,
time froze, the ice around my heart eroded. Glasses, she looked like a spy, wanted decoded. I said my name is Pippa Pitch and Johnny. Stuttered a little bit, I felt like a big dummy. She said I didn't have a clue, she told me what to do. She said shut up and ride the groove. I said okay, like
side to side, to side, times two now. 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 Side to side, to side, times two.
I know it's a bit embarrassing, but I just noticed some tan lines on your shirt.
See, I reckon you're about an 8 or a 9. Maybe even 9.5 in 4 beers time. That blue top shop top you've got on is nice. Bit too much fake tan though, but yeah, you score high. But there's just one little thing that's really, 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 really annoying me about you, you see. Yeah, yeah, like I said, you are really fit. But my gosh, don't you just know it?
I'm not trying to pull you. Even though I would like to, I think you are really fit. You're fit, but my gosh, don't you know it?
So when I looked at you standing there with your hoard, I was waiting in the queue looking at the board, wondering whether to have a burger or chips, or what the shrapnel in my back pocket could afford. When I noticed out the corner of my eye, looking toward my direction, your eyes locked on my course. I couldn't concentrate on what I wanted to order, which lost me my place in the queue I waited for. Yeah.
I'm not trying to fool you, even though I would like to. I think you are really fit. You're fit, but my gosh, don't you know it?
Whoa.
Leave it out.
Are you smoking crack,
Mike,
or something?
Mike, just leave it, just leave
we
it.
We cannot have that behaviour in this establishment.
It's not worth it, Mike. Just leave
don't
it.
Touch me.
It's not worth
don't
it.
Touch me.
Leave it out.
Don't, look, I'm alright, don't touch me. For a while there, I was thinking, yeah, but what if? Picturing myself pulling with bare white hot wit, snaring you as you were standing there opposite. Whether or not you knew it, I swear you didn't tick. And when that bloke in the white behind us lot queuing was fucking onto you too, yeah, I had to admit that, yeah, yeah, you are fit and yeah, I do want it. But I stopped sharking a minute to get chips and drinks.
I'm not trying to fool you, even though I would like to. I think you are really fit. You're fit, but my gosh, don't you know?
Now, I bashed my head hard earlier due to the brew, but I am digressing slightly, so I'll continue. I didn't want to bowl over all geezer and rude. Not rude like good, but just rude like uncouth. You girls think you can just flirt and it comes to you. Well, let me tell you, see, yes, yes, you are really rude. And rude as in good, I knew this as you stood and queued. But I just did not want to give the satisfaction to you.
I'm not trying to fool you, even though I would like to. I think you are really fit. You're fit, but my gosh, don't you know it?
Wait, and just as you started to make your big advance with the milkshake and that little donut in hand, I was like, nah, I can't even know you look grand. But you look sharp there, smiling hard, suggesting and gleaming away with your hearty, hearty looking tan. But I admit the next bit was spanners my plan. You walked towards my path, but you just brushed right past and into the arms of that fucking white shirted man.
I'm not trying to fool you, even though I would like to. I think you are really fit. You're fit, but my gosh, don't you know it?
What do I give a fuck? I got a girlfriend anyway.
Oi, whoa, we've all had a bit drink, drunk, mate.
We've had a few, fair play. I got this Stella I bombed from that last cafe. This night's not even begun, yes, yes, oh yay. I did fancy you a bit though, yeah, I must say. I would rather I hadn't mugged myself on display. But this is just another case of female stopping play in an otherwise total result of a holiday.
I'm not trying to pull you, even though I would like to. I think you are really fit, you're fit, but my gosh, don't you know it.
You're fit, but you know it.
But you know it. You're fit, but you know it. I think I'm going to fall over. I think I'm going to fall over. Fuck it, hell.
You got it.